Stay tuned for Mrs. Green Goes Mainstream, a fun and informative green talk radio show that features guests from all over the country who talk about how living green can improve your lifestyle and be fun. Visit Mrs. Green's website, www.mrsgreensworld.com, for more information about her guests.
Happy New Year, everybody. This is Mrs. Green's World. It's official. It's happening. It's now. Today is the new day of Mrs. Green's World. Mrs. Green has gone mainstream. It's the new name of our show. Sorry they didn't catch that in the intro, but I'll be on it. Trust me. News Talk 790 KNST. Happy, happy, happy New Year. Today's show is really all about you, our listeners, and what you're doing to make your lives more sustainable in 2011. I am so happy to be live the first day of the new year. What a way to start the day. And we have a last-minute in-studio guest, Barry Herr. He is a dear friend and a green realtor and an all-around great person. So, Barry, welcome. Happy New Year to you. And I called him and said, you know what, Barry, we have so much going on. He was going to call in. I said, why don't you come in? And he jumped in the car, and thank you for that.
You know, I just wanted to mention that I know that Oprah Winfrey is a big fan of yours, and she has been watching you because as you are starting Mrs. Green's World today, she also has decided to start a whole network.
See that? I know. It's coming up. I know she's going to be calling in. Thanks, Bear. Some great people are calling in today that are truly committed to walking the green walk, and I really can't wait to hear what they have to say. John and Barb Isley, who were among the first guests we ever had on the show. They totally redid their house as a green, sustainable home. Pamela Portwood, who's actually a nationally recognized green home interior designer, she's going to be calling in, and hopefully some of you, 520-880-5678. So a little bit of sentimentality here, folks. This is 1 week away from the third anniversary of my show, and without the support of the first two people that stepped up, which were the Fairfax companies, at the time Shamra and Jason Tankersley said they would support the Mrs. Green journey, and they have never looked back, and thank you for that. And my friend Jane and Ron Pitts from Capital Self Storage, when I was doing a little trip down memory lane to get ready for the show, they said yes and sponsored the show for 6 months, and it honestly never would have happened without them. And I probably would have gone on to get financial support, but they believed in me, and they believed in the message of Mrs. Green Goes Mainstream, and now it's grown to Mrs. Green's World. So I can't believe how much things have grown and how grateful I am for that, and to have the support of the Tucson community and the growing community of the country in general. And to my buddy Janet Ray, who helped launch the show with me. For those of you that have been here from the beginning, she was a co-host and has moved on to living her bliss in other ways. And last but not least, the Mrs. Green team, wonderful, loving, supportive people that make all the moving parts work, including Mr. Green. And I'll be doing a shout out to him, because without him, I wouldn't show up most Saturdays. So he keeps a lot of my moving parts working because he's so supportive of the whole Mrs. Green journey. Our official sponsors of this show, also very grateful to them, Chapman Automotive, and as I said, the Fairfax companies, because without their support, Mrs. Green might still be some great idea. So speaking of sponsors, I think I've said this before, but as I said, a little bit of reflection on this New Year's Day. I do talk about my sponsors a lot, and it's because I believe in them. It's not you can't buy my support. You have to really pass it, and I love it. And Bookman's is one of my favorite, and there are lots of reasons. I've been going to Bookman's for years and years and years, and I just thought I'd share with the Tucson community, in case you didn't know this, that they reopened their Flagstaff store, which was totally destroyed by snow last year. The roof caved in. All of the inventory was destroyed. They took a year to rebuild it, just about. And the Flagstaff community celebrated and welcomed them back with open arms. And I just want to do a shout out to Bob and Amy Sue and that whole Bob Oldfather team for what they do. And it just, to me, Bookman is not just a place to go. It's a place to spend time. It's great for people watching. You can browse. You can reduce your carbon footprint. And the thing that I want to talk about the most is you save so much money. I don't understand why people would ever buy a new book, because you don't have to. And there are sometimes bestsellers that make it to Bookman's within 3 days after they're on the list, because people read them and turn them in. So consider making shopping at places like Bookmans and Goodwill one of your New Year's resolutions, because you will not only thank me, you'll be reducing your carbon footprint. And I have a green tip today that is sponsored by Horizon Moving and Storage, another great locally owned business. Don't forget to recycle your Christmas tree. There are so many places. I know my friend Scott, who'll be joining us with his Green Christmas info later in the show. He went and did it at near Udall. So you can recycle your Christmas tree, make it a reusable resource. And if you're planning to move in 2011, make sure you contact Horizon Moving and Storage, locally owned and operated. Okay, Barry.
Yes.
Let's go to what's your first New Year's resolution for going green?
Well, I wanted to thank you for inviting me to share what my continuing green movement is, and how with the new year we can reaffirm ourselves.
Pump up the green volume.
Exactly. And as you mentioned, and thank you very much, I am a green realtor, certified green realtor, and I'm involved with the TAR, Green Committee, where I also interface with the MLS committee, and we're going to be identifying and creating easier searches for green features in homes.
Tell people what TAR.
TAR, Tucson Association of Realtors, our local realtor association, where they're responsible for the multiple listing system that everybody gets the statistics out of and the listing information. And so that will become greener. We're going to be this year. We're starting to work on that right away.
And you have an agenda. I mean, it's the green committee of that group is very active, very proactive in getting green messages out there. And I know their guests are scheduled for the entire year for monthly meetings. And Mrs. Green's going to be the guest in December of 2011.
There you go. So
they're on it.
And in fact, this first meeting in January is going to be on the 13th. The public, the listening audience is certainly invited. We're going to be addressed by Tucson Clean and Beautiful. And of the programs,
Love
the Trees
them.
For Tucson, recycling, outreach recycling that, gosh, I was a volunteer for back in
when you were young.
Sort recyclables. I mean, that was our.
Okay, so that's really good. So you're going to work on the green listings and the green program within Tucson Association of Realtors.
Yes.
So that's like pumping up, getting your green on a little bit greener.
Absolutely.
Okay, I love it. And I'm going to talk about my first New Year's resolution. And it's basically, I thought a lot about this too. It's just basically I want to live more consciously in every area of my life. Because to me, that's really what sustainability is all about. Reducing my consumption, especially of food. Reusing things, recycling everything, just making better and better choices. And it's not one thing, it's everything. I don't really need to take that water bottle. I really don't need to buy this. I don't need another pair of shoes. And really consciously doing everything with how much water I use when I brush my teeth, to how long my showers are, to what I'm buying that's going to end up in the landfills, getting cocktail napkins that are reusable is another one on my list. I have some, but I've got to do it. So you're listening to Mrs. Green's World. Happy New Year. News Talk 790 KNST. Up next, John Isley, who is a walking, talking green machine and stellar member of the community. Stay with me right here.
790KNST.com.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Mrs. Green's World, News Talk 790 KNST. Thank you so much for being a part of Mrs. Green's World. Thank you so much for tuning in today. Happy New Year. This show is all about you. Little bit of sentimental journey for me, which, hey, guys, come on. I'm a sentimental kind of person. I can't help it. I'm getting my green on in a big way in 2011. So part of that in choosing the guests for this show, John and Barb Isley have had a major impact on me and have done something that I have not yet done, and they were part of the very first show segments when Mrs. Green was mainstream instead of Mrs. Green World. So they are on the line and they are calling in, I believe, from Mount Lemon. Is that correct?
That would be true, and it's gorgeous, snowy Mount Lemon.
We made it up today, and it's gorgeous, and it's cold, and we got, foot and a half of snow, something like that.
Isn't that awesome? I'm glad you made it up, and it's just we barely made it out of Greer 2 days ago because they got upward of 3 feet, I think, total.
Oh, wow.
So I would have been a call-in to the show today. So briefly, I really want to get to what you're planning on for ramping up your green in 2011, but a little background for maybe some new listeners about it was a massive undertaking what you did. I remember so many parts of it. But first of all, why did you decide to redo a home to make it greener, and what kind of undertaking was that? What are we looking at? I mean, it was everything. It wasn't just changing the paint.
No, that's right. We did what we call major surgery on this house. We were looking for a house, and we found this place, and we said, well, we could do a significant green retrofit, and we challenged ourselves to look at all the kinds of things that would make into a green house. We basically took off the back half of the house, added another 900 square feet or so.
Yeah, it was a very small two-bedroom house when we bought it.
Okay.
And so we took that off. The new walls we put up with a product called OmniBlock, which is an energy-efficient wall system that I used to market a while back.
Okay.
And then we looked at all the various components of the house. So we put in bamboo floors. Bamboo's a rapidly renewable resource.
Right.
We looked for high-efficiency windows, so we got wood-clad high-efficiency windows.
So what does wood-clad mean, John?
Windows that are, the wood's on the outside, and there's
it's wood frame.
So it's wood frame. So
okay.
The cool doesn't transfer through the frame of the window.
Okay.
Wood isn't a very good insulator.
Which is huge and a number one escape route for cold getting out or heat getting in. So it's not a good deal. With windows are so important. Okay, so the windows.
So windows, we focused on that. We did dual flush toilets. The countertops that we use were made from recycled materials. One is recycled glass, and the other is a product called Rich Light, which is recycled paper and cardboard.
Yeah.
Now, did you get those at Originates?
We got the...
Yes.
Yes,
that's where we found them.
Uh-huh.
Okay, which is another locally owned. I mean, they're cutting edge in terms of their sustainable building materials. Agreed?
Yes,
right.
They are. And what's exciting is that there are other places now adding that to their product line.
Awesome. That's really exciting. And that used to be the only game in town. And it's good. It's the more available it is, the more people will make themselves use it. They'll be if it's easier, more accessible to get. Okay.
Right.
So the countertops.
Countertops. Okay. We did low VOC paint and tried to minimize, the indoor air quality, or maximize our indoor air quality. Let's see what else.
On the walls, we also Gina used American clay instead of paint in some of the major living areas of the house.
Unbelievable. Okay,
that's
huge too.
It's potter's clay, natural pigment made from, rocks, etc., and water. It doesn't have any outgassing.
Yeah, and it's gorgeous.
And it's gorgeous. Because that's what I was just going to say. And is it pretty too? Because women care about if it's pretty too. Let's admit it. We want a house that it feels good and looks good too.
Right.
Yep.
What about, did you have to get into, replumbing other than the high-efficiency toilets and your electric? What did you do about electric for heating and cooling?
Well, the heating, we put in an additional furnace. We didn't, one of the things that we had to consider along the way, was our budget consideration.
Right, always a consideration.
So,
I'm glad you brought that up.
One of the things that we didn't do was put in a super high efficiency furnace. I think
right.
We have a 13 or 14 SEER furnace, which is
really good.
Just good. Certainly better than what was there, but an insulation in the ceiling, we opted to go with regular fiberglass rather than we would have loved to do. There's a high efficiency foam product. There's another product that's a recycled denim that we really would have liked to use, but the budget considerations didn't allow us to do that. We do have dual cooling, though, and we figure that with the dual cooling and, the cooler and the furnace, we save a lot of money in the spring and the fall running the cooler, plus it adds the humidity to the house. So we really like the dual cooling option.
And then the other factors are, to me, what you used for the addition, the building materials, which is an energy saver in and of itself.
Right.
And the windows
is
another high efficiency way to conserve power. What I love the message, because everybody can't go out and just afford to do it all. I can't. A green retrofit is on our list. Anything we do, like we had to replace an air conditioner, we got a great one from Temco that was really helpful to reduce our energy bill because it was better. It was a higher SEER rating, and we had a really old one on there.
Mm-hmm.
What would you guys say was your biggest challenge where you were like either pulling your hair out or saying, yes, we know we're going to stay married? Did those moments come up at all?
Oh,
that is a big...
Make you think so.
Because I know what I'd be like.
And we also had programmable thermostats, which is another thing for the heating and cooling, which helps out. So.
Right, right.
And we have solar hot water, and on the solar hot water we have what's called an on-demand pump.
Okay.
So it looks like in all the bathrooms, it looks like there's a doorbell, and that little button, you push that, and that turns on the pump, which circulates the hot water through the system, and then when it gets back to the water heater, there's a sensor that shuts the pump off. So the pump is only used to bring the water to the source where you need it.
Okay. That's another huge thing.
I mean,
Those are big things. And one of the things, we're going to have Pamela Portwood on in the last part of the show, and she'll cover this somewhat, but I want to try to keep it too about New Year's resolutions while giving you everybody listening a frame of reference, is it's not just healthier for the planet. It's healthier for your body every day when you're not breathing in toxins and off-gassing from paint. It's not good.
Yeah, absolutely.
Paint is such a huge thing, and carpeting. And you guys use bamboo flooring, which is great for a flooring because it is so durable and renewable. You know, as far as a clothing choice, I'm still on the fence about it, but I think that's getting better. But as a flooring, I don't think there could be a better way to go.
Yeah, we don't have any carpet. We did the flooring and tile. We just have throw rugs and so forth. So
right.
That was a conscious choice too, not to do carpeting.
Okay, so it's all finished, right?
Well, it's never finished.
I was going to say, is it a work in progress?
We've been living in it for 2 years.
A couple years.
So basically, it's complete, but there's always the little things. And looking into 2011. We want to do water harvesting, so we want to get a water harvesting system in.
Awesome.
The other thing we do is we compost and use that we started an organic garden. It's a raised bed garden, and with only the two of us, it isn't real huge, but it gives us some nice organic fresh things right in our backyard.
Now, let me ask you this, Barb. With two of you, this is an ongoing debate in the Mrs. Green and Mr. Green household. What do you compost the most, and with two of you, is there a lot of compost waste? Like when there were four of us, we had a lot more fresh salads and blah blah blah, fresh vegetables and on, but with two of us there doesn't seem to be much.
Well, you know what, Gina, you just would be shocked at how much two people really do generate. We bought a composter that's a tumbling one, and we didn't buy the real big one, knowing there were just the two of us.
Uh-huh.
But, between yard waste and the food, food scraps, it's really amazing. And then some people ask their neighbors to save their compost and give it to them.
Right.
And so they'll provide them with a little bucket, and the people compost and bring their little bucket over and dump it in the compost. So,
we get our coffee grounds from Starbucks.
Yes, Starbucks will give you coffee grounds.
For free.
Wow, we have coffee grounds, but I just think it's something that I'm getting more and more challenged on by people on my Facebook, my Mrs. Green's page, and people are saying what Mrs. Green and one wonderful part of the Mrs. Green community, Jason Cook, offered to come out to the house and help us and set up a small system. And I'm just, going public with this, and hopefully the doors won't be locked when I go home to see Mr. Green this afternoon. Because it's like,
Gina, well, the other thing we're going to do in 2011, and this is a wonderful way to use smaller amounts of compost, is to have red wiggler worms. I know this sounds, you know, this kind of grosses people out. Sometimes.
I'm not even afraid of worms. I pick worms up, so.
These little worms.
Right.
They're surface eaters. And so there's several people in town who will sell you like a kit, a worm kit. And you put your compost material in on top of them, right?
Right.
And they eat. They eat something like 100 times their weight in food a day.
Oh my God, and they don't get fat. That's so not fair.
And the worm castings, which is, you know, their excrement,
right,
is a fabulous compost.
Compost, yeah.
They're a great metabolic machine. They're
right.
In
yeah.
one end and out the other. It's like that's a good idea.
A woman is selling at the farmer's market on Sunday morning at St. Philip's Plaza that you can put under your sink, and she said there is no odor.
See, yeah. It's got to make a believer out of us. I think it's a huge thing for us as a family to reevaluate in 2011, and I'm just going to keep putting the pressure on publicly. What can I say?
Yeah.
I want to know, what do you grow, and what's the most successful in your organic garden?
Well, you know, we just started it, all right? So
okay.
This winter, and as you can imagine, it's been a challenge the last few nights. I've got several kinds of lettuce.
Okay.
I've got chard, which I'm using for green drinks in the morning, healthy, fresh, you know, green drinks.
Okay.
I have carrots started. I have broccoli.
Peas.
Radishes.
That's awesome. I mean, you guys, that's really a lot. That's all good stuff, and I'm glad you didn't say kale. I make a joke about kale.
So Kale's another.
Oh, no, please don't make me.
We do have kale.
Yep,
yeah.
Kale's there, too.
I know. You'll be inviting us over for kale chips, baked kale chips.
Like,
I know. People tell me they're good. It's just can't do it. Okay.
Yeah. But this summer we had tomatoes and peppers and the zucchini and not zucchini
squash.
Squash, and it's growing. That and chicken croups are growing in popularity all over the place, even in tiny apartments on balconies. So this is Mrs. Green's World. Happy New Year's Day. We are going to a short break. We're talking with John and Barb Isley. Barry Herr is in studio. Please stay here with me because we want you to hear about more New Year's resolutions. I'll be sharing more of mine. Barry will, as will the Isleys, who are joining us from up on Mount Lemmon, where there's about a foot and a half of snow. Mrs. Green's World, News Talk 790, KNST. We'll be right back.
Because you never know what'll happen next. Happen next. Next. News Talk 790, KNST.
Welcome back, everybody. Happy New Year. This is Mrs. Green's World, News Talk 790, KNST. Thanks so much for tuning in today. And in our studio is Scott from Legendary World, talking about his journey to green. So let me start off with, Scott, how green was your Christmas?
We had a great green Christmas. Good to see you again. Nice to be back after the holidays. We talk about this every once in a while, every couple of months, about my green journey. And then we had a great green Christmas. The first thing, and a lot of it came from your ideas on the website with the contests and stuff. And we really got into wrapping was the first thing, of course, and we pulled out the comic strips and stuff. But being in the travel business, it was really fun to pull out a bunch of our old maps from around the world.
Awesome.
And we used maps as wrapping paper. So it was really fun. And the kids, kind of got around, and we just had a fun time playing with the maps, but also wrapping our Christmas presents, but not using new stuff from the store.
And to me, that's really wonderful. It's really recycling. And the important thing always is you're building the future, because those kids are getting a great message. It's not something that you say, it's something that you're doing with them, and they get the role modeling. So I think that's golden.
Yeah,
golden
fun.
Green.
Well, one of the things, we looked at different kinds of stocking stuffers this year as well. And I ran across, actually, on the Sierra Club website, they have these knowledge packs. So one is, they were just kind of a cool Christmas present, but they are, they have like 32 different sets, and there's 48 cards in each one, and I put them in their stocking stuffers. And what we do now is we use them around the dining room table at night, trying to figure out what to talk about sometimes, and they're all, trying to think of some of the sets. We had Talking Trash is a set of 48 cards, and it's all about recycling and stuff. The other one was Eco Quiz, and it was just different things around the planet. What in the world am I? And it was about endangered species.
Did you find out what in the world you were? I wish I had that card. I would like to know what in the world I am.
Well, it's fun now because the kids pull out a card and it's an endangered animal. And then they give little clues on the back and they have to kind of get the rest of the people around the table to kind of guess what animal they are. So it was just Sierra Club and it's green and it's educational. But it was just kind of a cool stocking stuffer.
And that's really awesome. And I'd love you to get that information to me from my website. And that's something I'd love to get for my grandchildren, not even at Christmas.
Okay.
So that's awesome. And this is Scott from Legendary World. You can always find him through Mrs. Green's World or at legendaryworld.com. Thanks for joining us. And thanks for sharing your green journey.
Thanks. Good to see you again.
Because I would have to say that Scott is without a doubt one of the biggest Mrs. Green converts. It makes it all worthwhile to see really how he has changed our lives. If you've just tuned in, this is Mrs. Green's World. You're at the right station, News Talk 790 KNST. We have a great show that's flying today in studio. Last minute thanks, Barry Herr, who is a green realtor. We have to make sure we talk about Rumba. On the line, we have John and Barb Isley, who were two of my first guests almost 3 years ago that have redone their home. You're listening to News Talk 790 KNST, Mrs. Green's World. So, John and Barb, a couple of things that I want to follow up with. But, Barry, why don't you give your second New Year's resolution first?
Okay, I can do that. I am a member of Sustainable Tucson. And as a matter of fact, I know you wanted to mention that.
That's good. See, I like that. I love it when I have a bell. That's really great.
At the next meeting, I believe, is the 13th of January.
I think it's the 10th.
Oh, the 10th of January.
It's the 10th.
And you're talking about the combined meeting with Imagine Tucson.
Imagine Greater Tucson.
Well, it was at one of those sustainable meetings that there was a guest, David Blum, who wrote a book.
Loved that presentation.
Yeah, I remember you being there. He wrote a book and has a website that alcoholcanbeagas.com and the name of the book
the
as well.
The kind for our cars, not the kind we drink.
And so my second resolution for this year, I got involved in a subcommittee that's thinking about ethanol, local ethanol production. A lot of people have arguments about the food and how it's taking away food from animals and things of that nature. This whole concept, the model that we're looking at is local distillation for each community to do their own. And instead of us using corn, for instance, in Tucson, Arizona, the feedstocks that we would be looking at would be cattails and
things that grow here, things that are indigenous, things that grow by the side of the road. And to me, one of the big things is it's not high water use.
Exactly.
Because that's, to me, one of the issues. And you know, our buddy Colleen Crown and Shields has been on and has her strong feelings about ethanol. But I think she, too, is in favor of you can make ethanol from lots of locally grown things that don't require high
water
use.
Here's some statistics. Corn will yield about 210 to 390 gallons per acre. If we were to use prickly pear in the wild, that's from 200 to 500 gallons per acre. And if it's grown and cultivated, you can get that up to 900. So there are great ways of doing it locally. And that's my second resolution.
To just focus on ethanol. Love it. And I will tell you this. If people don't think gas prices are going up, just take a little trip over to California. They're already at $3.19, $3.29. We are lucky here in Arizona that most places are still below $3. But I am a Pollyanna good news person, and I think gas prices will go up to almost $4 this year.
Ooh,
could
happen.
I hope not, but let's see. They're going up. They're not
interesting going fact. Interesting fact is that Henry Ford, the Model A and the Model T Ford, actually ran on alcohol rather than gasoline.
So much. You
so
would
it is.
It
really,
movies.
There are some good arguments. If anybody's interested, go to that website, alcoholcanbeagas.com. Get in touch with me. Send
good.
Me an email.
Okay, so ethanol is on his screen. Okay, John and Barb, calling in from Mount Lemon, where it's ice cold. Tell me about what did you do with the waste that you consumed from that was you know from the house? Because it's a whole thing from soup to nuts in sustainability. So
right.
What did you do with the old stuff, and how did you dispose of your post construction waste?
Well, the post construction waste was disposed of by the contractor, and I must say that was maybe not done in the best way. It was probably landfilled, all right? But what we did with the, you know, we tore out a bathroom and that kind of thing was we recycled or Craigslist or took stuff to the Habit Store.
Awesome. So, three of my favorites, especially FreeCycle and the Habit Store.
Yeah. Right. So those things that could be reused by others were not put in a landfill. Those things we were very conscious about.
And I was as vigilant as I could be with the cardboard, at least, because the contractors don't, you know, they weren't attuned. But I'd get in there, you know, visiting every day, and I'd, you know, at least get the cardboard out and recycle that piece. But there was stuff that went to the landfill that we could have done better, but, you know.
But it's a perfect segue, actually, John, because I would like to talk a little bit about your involvement with the Green Chamber, which is growing in numbers and its voice here in Tucson. Huh. And I know Jason Tankersley is a sponsor. He's very active. He's trying to build a membership, and he's the owner of the Fairfax Companies. So do you think, talk a little bit about the Green Chamber and what their Green New Year's resolutions are, and also, hopefully, it will raise awareness. Because I know that if John and Barb Isley said to their contractor, we want you to take it to Fairfax Companies for your post-construction waste,
right.
they would have done it.
Yeah, because, they would have. And had we known about Fairfax, we would have done that. But, yeah, we're really excited about the Southern Arizona Green Chamber of Commerce. We started about a year ago, and we're pushing 200 members. So we've done, phenomenal growth this year. We have companies from all over Tucson that are interested in getting into the conversation about, the conversation about green stuff, you know, how to green, not only how to green your business, how to be more of a green business. We have a mixer once a month. We have a breakfast meeting once a month. And the sharing of ideas just amongst the members has been phenomenal. People have come. You know, Barry's a member. He can attest to it.
Thank you, John.
Jason's on our board and, is a wonderful contributor to the organization. So we're really excited about, we've got our new headquarters at 44 Broadway downtown. We're going to look to participate in the renewal efforts of rejuvenating the downtown area and to have a presence there and to be just an advocate for green information and educational thing. In our headquarters there at 44 Broadway, we want to also make it into a resource center. So we've encouraged our members to bring down information about their products and their businesses so people can come in and browse. If you're looking for somebody that does green plumbing or does, green cleaning or does, there's brochures there about our members, that are doing that kind of thing.
And you have a great website, Southern Arizona Green Chamber. I always say to people that are listening, if you can't find it, you can always contact Gina at Mrs. Green's World, and I will get back to you for these kind of links. And it's one of the things that I think is really interesting. Mr. Green and I went downtown last Wednesday, and we saw Woody Guthrie's American Song at Arizona Theater Company, which I personally loved. He loved it.
Uh-huh.
And we had dinner at the Cup, and we walked to the Temple of Music and Art. And downtown is changing.
Yeah.
It really is. And I was just so – I'm one of those people that I really don't like to bring up the subject of Rio Nuevo. I do call it Rio Viejo. And I think that people need to have faith again and understand that there are new restaurants opening down there, that when you walk on that street where the Temple of Music and Art is, it was 7 or 8 o'clock at night when we went, and almost 10 when we came home. We felt very safe.
Uh-huh.
It was beautiful. We walked past the Providence Building, which is just absolutely gorgeous and been redone in such a fine fashion. The new TEP building will add more life to it, the Unisource building. So
right.
I think it's great for you to give a shout-out to that. Okay, we got about 1 minute till the break, and then we're going to have another caller. What's the Green Chamber taking on as their big green resolution for 2011?
Oh, funny you should ask. It's kind of like a pre-announcement, but we're going to have a program this year we're sponsoring. It's called Bag the Bag and Bag the Bottle. So
get rid of plastic bags and plastic bottles. That's your number one thing.
We're going to try and have an initiative, get other organizations around the city you know, to participate and make that into a campaign this year.
If you were here, I would literally kiss you both. That is my number one on my list, plastic bags and bag the bag.
Yeah.
They're so unnecessary. Thank you. Enjoy your time in Mount Lemmon. John and Barb Isley. This is Mrs. Green's World News Talk 790. Up next, Pamela Portwood. She knows everything about the inside of your home and why you want it to be green. Please stay here with me.
790KNFT.com.
Welcome back, everybody. You have tuned in to Mrs. Green's World News Talk 790KNST. Happy New Year. Happy Green Sustainable New Year, where it's all about what we're committing to. Keep me honest. I'll help keep you honest what steps we're going to take. We had Barry Herr is in here in the studio with me.
Happy New
Green
Year.
Green Realtor. Happy New Year. And he's got a wonderful wife, Janie, who I absolutely adore. And John and Barb Isley called in from Mount Lemmon talking about their huge commitment that they took on almost 3 years ago to totally redo their house. And Pamela Portwood is on the line, and I can't say enough about her. She is a whole show. This will be one segment. She will be back on Mrs. Green. And I do want to say welcome, Pamela. Pamela is the owner of a company called Greener Lives, and she is an interior designer. She writes a regular column for the New Southwest, which is awesome and informative and full of good information for how to live a healthier life inside your home. So, Pamela, thanks for calling in, and welcome to Mrs. Green's World.
Oh, well, thank you. It's great to be talking to you and your listeners.
So there's so much that when I started preparing for the show, so many things I want to ask you. But since this is about Green New Year's resolutions, and I keep forgetting, people could call in with theirs, 520-880-5678. We have time to take one caller to just share your Green New Year's resolution. What is your vision for what you're going to take on in 2011 as Pamela Portwood, who I can't imagine has anything more to take on?
Well, I certainly am busy, that's for sure. Well, what my husband and I are doing is we have a big plan for 2011 that we're going to renovate our back porch and landscape our backyard. And I think a lot of people don't think of, say, interior design as being part of the exterior, but actually, you know, creating a green patio and space is a really important part because it allows you to expand your living space. And so especially now when people are talking about having smaller homes and not having to completely remodel, creating a really good patio space, livable space in Arizona especially, is a great way. You know,
there's so much of the year we can live outside. So what type of things are under consideration, and what will you do that are part of the sustainable design of expanding your living space? I love this. I didn't even know this is what you were going to talk about.
Well, one thing we want to do, of course, is to conserve water since it's a desert.
Right.
And I think a lot of people think of, well, having, you know, rainwater barrels, which is wonderful. But we're actually going to be doing passive rainwater harvesting. So Okay. Basically you use swales, which are depressed areas. And
Okay. When
it rains, they gather the water, and we have them designed, you know, in all the most heavily landscaped areas. And that way you're using the water, and you can also gutter water and obviously reduce your irrigation. And the plants we're using are indeed, you know, desert-adapted plants. So ultimately we hope when they get established that we will indeed not have to do irrigation, period, by using this passive system.
And some of them, this is what I think is a big shock to me. And again, it's like I want things to be really pretty and flowering and all that. And you can have drought-resistant plants that are absolutely beautiful.
Exactly.
It doesn't have to be a cactus garden. And that's what, in my evolution, I have found out. So that'll be some consideration. So the water, what about the building materials? What do people have to consider for expanding their outdoor living space? Because you really do know the skinny on what's sustainable to build with and what's not.
Well, one of the things that we really wanted to do and are doing is to reuse products. So, for example, we have this whole area that has brick in our backyard.
Okay.
And we're going to pull all of that, and we're going to use those bricks to create the pathways, you know, to our garage door and the gate. And also, we're going to have a fire pit, which means we'll be able to be outside, you know, further in the year when it's cold. And we're going to use those bricks to create the pad around the fire pit. And the other, I think, really cool thing that we're doing, when we were looking into a fire pit and what to do, is that we found a metal worker who got really excited about the idea of recycling propane tanks. So he's basically cutting these propane tanks in half, and we're going to be using one of them for the fire pit.
And awesome.
People, it's so cool.
Awesome.
And they look
that
so
is
cool.
Right. My husband is a recycler's dream, because you wouldn't believe the stuff he makes out of you know, pool filters and all of these things. He makes them into beautiful objects of art, and that's an unbelievably functional use for something that creates so much waste in the landfills.
Well, exactly. And our half has been sitting around at this metal worker's studio. And somebody else came by and saw it and basically said, I want the other half.
I love it. This will be something you'll have to share with me that we put up on Mrs. Green's Facebook page, because we love pictures. Okay, so the propane, what about, like, are you going to do any, like, concrete or building out that way, or just using the big brick pavers? And what about covering for the, you know, for the shaded areas?
Yes, well, we are going to be using stained, you know, concrete, and I really want to use a stain that's more eco-friendly.
Okay.
Since, of course, when we talk about health, a really big thing are volatile organic compounds.
Right, VOCs. Okay,
exactly.
Great.
And they have lots of toxins. And the other thing, of course, you think when you're indoors, yes, you don't want to be breathing all that stuff, but also when you're outdoors, basically VOCs are the main component of ground-level smog.
Oh.
So when you add sunlight to VOCs, you're creating smog in your own backyard. So that's something that we certainly are thinking about. And in fact, you know, we're going to be painting our back wall and painting, you know, the wood posts and our house trim and all that. And so we're going to be using, you know, low VOC paint for exactly that same reason, is for the health of the environment as well as ourselves.
You know, one of the things I want to point out, like, your message to me is all in keeping with my number one New Year's resolution, which is to continue to live more consciously. And that's it is that which you are doing, because you just don't go out and buy paint anymore, or you shouldn't. You have to think about these things. And some people say, well, you know, it was a lot more expensive. And I say back, cut out something else. Cut out, like, 5 Starbucks this month. Or cut out eating one meal out. When you're living that conscious path, to me, you really do want to put a low or no VOC paint, number one, for your own health. Clearly, that's what you're saying. It's going to be healthier for you and your husband and your guests to sit out there, especially when the sun is beating down. It won't be in a smog-filled patio. And it is for the planet, which your neighbor is going to have to breathe that smog if you put in the high VOC paint also. So it's a contribution to the planet as a whole, and I think the more we realize how connected we are, the more consciously we can live. And I don't think that's a woo-woo concept at all.
No, I don't either. I mean, and to me, green design is, you know, a combination of people and planet. You want to do things that are healthy for people that are also healthy for the environment.
And I've looked at some of your work, and I know one of the articles you wrote in the Green Times or the New Southwest was saying goodbye to granola design. It was one of my favorite headlines that you've ever written, because green is not ugly. Green is hot and hip and happening, and that's what people have to be aware of. And it is more and more and more affordable. So this is an exciting project for you guys to be taking on.
Yes, and like you say, I mean, in terms of being beautiful, the plants, you know, that we've picked out, well, that our landscape designer has helped us pick out, they're not cacti. I mean, they're things like desert willows and honey mesquite, sage plants. And, I mean, that's what, you know, my direction to her was, we want color, we want fragrance, we want hummingbirds and butterflies and, you know, a feeling of things that are lush that are still going to conserve water.
And it's the subtle, absolutely awesome, intriguing beauty of the desert. That's what I think. I really do.
Yes.
So it's a great thing. And I just want to make sure that we schedule you to be on a show, because there's so much more to what you do and so much more that how you contribute. And that will be, I am absolutely sure you're on the list. So I think it's a wonderful project. Didn't know that's what you were going to talk about, and love the idea. We redid our yard and got rid of our swimming pool, and that was huge. I mean, it was cracking, so the foundation was compromised, and we just decided instead of investing the money in fixing it, we were going to do another kind of yard, and we love it, and it is outdoor living, and it's been so enjoyable for family and friends. And swimming pools are great, but they are really high water use, and they're not supposed to be in everybody's yard in the desert. So,
well, that's just, for us, you know, when we bought this house, we inherited a lawn, and for a number of years we kept it up and, you know, all this water, but I just hated that. And finally, a couple of years ago, we said, no, enough of this. We let the yard die so that now in the summer we have a field of weeds, and right. In the winter we have, of course, dirt. But the concept was that we were going to, you know, redo it, and finally now we're able to do that. And it's wonderful to give up something like a lawn or a pool.
Well, the water issue, it's just, to me, undeniably our number one issue. And thank you so much for calling in, and Happy New Year, and keep us posted via my Facebook page or whatever way, and our paths will cross a lot in 2011. So Happy New Year.
That sounds wonderful. Happy New Year to you, too.
Take care. Okay, in our quick wrap-up, that was Pamela Portwood, who is the owner of Greener Lives Design, Interior Design. Bear, give a shout-out quickly for your third New Year's resolution. Hopefully I'll get to mine.
My third New Year's resolution, and I hope I can enlist the cooperation of Mr. Green, is for one of my favorite projects, the Rumba competition. This is something that I have been involved with this is our 19th or 20th year, since I was young again, and lifting those recyclables. But this is reused materials becoming art, and it's fascinating to learn of Mr. Green's interest in this area. So, again, this year, this is a program that will be working through the school system, and will have its citywide finals at the Southern Arizona Home Builders show at the TCC, and that is April 8, 9, 10.
You can give me the dates and post the event on the Mr. Green's
Yes, and if anybody
website.
Wants information on the ethanol, information at Green Homes Tucson, give me a call. Our meeting is the 13th of
okay,
January.
Okay, and like I said, people are driving a lot of time, so you can always ask Gina and Mrs. Green's World, and I'll connect you with Barry. And my third New Year's resolution is really the sentimental one, and it's to show my appreciation more to Mr. Green, because without him, my life really wouldn't work. So that's my final word for this first show, 2011, Mrs. Green's World. Thank you all. Happy, blessed, prosperous New Year, and thank you so much for a great 2010, and I can't wait to see all of us jumping up and down when Mrs. Green makes her appearance on Oprah Winfrey's network. What a great way to end the
Happy
year.
New Year.
Okay, yeah, let's hear a little bell ringing for that. Okay, thanks to all my sponsors. Thanks to all the listeners. And we are just so blessed to be living in this wonderful U.S. of A.
You've been listening to Mrs. Green Goes Mainstream on News Talk 790 KNST. All about learning that going green can be fun. Visit MrsGreenGoesMainstream.com and tune in next Saturday at noon for Mrs. Green Goes Mainstream on News Talk 790 KNST.